And we are now live. Hoover, do you want to go ahead and just open the meeting and we can start working our way through. I expect Lisa to join any moment.
Okay. Well, I bring this meeting to order.
So Hoover, would you like me to call roll call?
By name?
Just by first name is fine.
Hoover is here. I'm alphabetically. Will you just please say you're present with your first name? I don't have the entire list in front of me.
Hey, how about I go through that for you? Is that helpful?
All right.
Okay. So just let us know if you're present. Elaine? Not present. Rihanna? Not present. Kathy? Not present.
Because that I can see Rihanna's name up there. I think maybe she's just having some audio issues.
Oh, okay. And here's Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa. We were just working on a roll call, so if you want to take over.
Okay. That would be great. Did you just start it already?
I'm down to Hoover.
Hoover. Hemblis.
Yeah.
Lisa Shellman with Pearl Buck Center. Susan Cox. Don Norden. Michelle Weber.
I'm here.
So just want to make sure Susan Cox, Don Norden, and Michelle Weber. I did not hear any of those.
I see Don
Norden is here.
And then Rihanna is here as well.
I had some trouble with my audio, so I had to log out and log back in, but I'm here.
Okay, great. I have an echo. That's not good. Are you all hearing an echo?
Yes.
Yes.
Could we turn off our speaker unless we're speaking?
So, Cosette, I saw that you had sent me something that was perhaps going to be added to the, but I wasn't able to read it because I realized it was 1 o'clock and I needed to get into the meeting. So,
sure. I just wanted to introduce Pete Knox. So, Pete is a member of our strategic planning committee, and our bylaws allow and encourage us to have a liaison from that committee. A lot of the work that this committee does really dovetails with the work of the Strategic Planning Committee. So Pete is a member of the Strategic Planning Committee, and he's been designated as the liaison between that committee and this committee. So I just wanted to note that he is present. And Pete, if you wanted to say a couple of words, you're welcome to do so now.
Hi, everybody. I'm Pete Knox, as I was just introduced. I am here to serve as a role between this committee and Strategic Planning Committee, and I look forward to getting to know you all. So without much more, let's go forward.
All right, thanks, Pete. So I don't really have any preliminary remarks. Does anybody have any announcements, anything to add to the agenda? I wanted to ask the LTD staff if you have a best way of people showing that they want to say something, doing the hand raise through the program, raising their hand, what's best?
So we have time scheduled. Actually, that's our next item, which is audience participation. So that would be the time that we would encourage members of the public to make themselves known. And they can do that by raising their hand. And then we have Camille online, our clerk of the board, who can help walk us through that.
Okay. So it sounds like we don't have any announcements from the group here. So is there any public comment audience participation today?
Lise, I am not showing anyone indicating that they would like to speak.
Okay, great. Well, we are just bashing our way through this agenda. One thing that I had forgotten I was reminded of is that there are not minutes, that those are available as a recording. Is that correct? So we have done away with the approving of minutes and all of that. The next thing is items for board recommendation. I don't have anything listed there. And then items for information and discussion. And this looks like it will probably end up being sort of the bulk of the meeting here with some reporting later on. I believe that the next person is Kim, who is going to be talking with us. Is that correct? All right.
Good afternoon. Can everyone hear me? No echoes or anything? Good. All right, great. Well, thank you for having me here. My name is Kim Lei. I'm a development planner here at LTD. And I am the deputy project manager for the strategic business plan. And that's what I'll be sharing with you today. So if you would please give me 1 second, I'm gonna attempt to share screen here. Can you all see that? The slides, great. So let me just move this over here. And as you recall, I presented this project to you back in at your last meeting in April. Since when I do screen share, it's hard for me to see the hands raised. And so I'm gonna go through a lot of information here today. So if you have at any moment during the presentation any questions or clarifications, just feel free to speak up. I'll leave some time at the end as well for some Q&A, but again, speak up if you have any questions. The other thing is that I know that Don is here and maybe some other board members will join in, but because of the timing of how committees and board meetings work, you'll see that some of these slides will also be shared with the board members at their tomorrow, at their regular meeting tomorrow. And then some of these slides are a rehash of previous ones that you saw back in April. So with that, let me go to full screen. Okay. So this is the broad agenda for the presentation. I'll do a quick process update, discuss how we get to mission, vision, values, and goals, share with you the draft plan, and then discuss the board adoption consideration. At its core, the purpose of a strategic business plan is to help our agency focus on and provide clear direction for the agency. And it's where we bridge the mission, vision, values, and goals to our day-to-day operations. And so the process so far, we started this project, as you recall, back in January. So it's been almost 8 months now. And because this is the first time that LTD has ever embarked on a strategic business plan, we procured a consultant to help us, and that's Transpro. Transpro has done strategic planning for transit agencies all over the country, and so they have a lot of experience. And this was their the process that they proposed for us. The first task, major task, being, you know, we would want to refresh our mission, vision, core values, and goals. Their second task is to create scorecards to create a culture of ownership. And then they have a communications plan component along with that. And then, of course, draft and final plans. Within each of these tasks, as you can see on the bullet points, and I won't go through all of them, are many, many subtasks ranging from extensive review of our documents, our previous plans, a lot of workshops, and that's part of our engagement as we, you know, ongoing communications, as well as creating the actual draft plans and all the components that go into it. The Strategic Planning Committee, and I know Pete is on here, who's a member, has, I think, been the most involved of any committee, and probably more than they had anticipated when they joined, has been involved since the get-go from January. And almost at every strategic planning committee session, we have brought this project back to them to get their feedback, their advice on various aspects as we progress on the project. And so, for instance, I won't go through everything, but back in April, we did a why exercise with them. It was a work session where we talked about, you know, the broad mission and vision of the agency. In May, we brought in draft form strategic areas of focus. These are the big success areas that we'd like to prioritize and so forth. At their previous meeting, which is last week, we preview, and I'll show you the draft plan with you as well, but we preview for them the plan that we'd like to take up to the board to consider adopting. And at that July 14th meeting, the SPC voted unanimously to recommend adoption at the board meeting tomorrow. So this is a high level of just overview of some of the engagement that we've done throughout the whole process. Because this is the first time we've ever done this, we relied on the consultant to provide us with guidance on, you know, what the appropriate level of communications and outreach would be. And emphasizing that this is a very much very heavy workforce process. We've had countless meetings, and I think it's noted here, over 500 hours of coordination meetings, including workshops with the LTD directors, as well as the leadership council, different committees, such as you all, and obviously, as I mentioned, the SPC, as well as all hands on deck, all staff meetings and so forth. We also did a targeted community survey. And I appreciate and want to thank those of you that answered our invitation to take that survey. If you recall, that was sent out back in late April, May. And so with that, I'm gonna go ahead and talk about essentially what are the outcomes of all of those planning and coordination. So what I see is, like, you know, when you talk about the what, the why, what, how, and who, that means what's our mission, what's our vision, what's our values and goals. We first talk about what the role of the board is as a policy body, and then what are the roles of at the staff level. And so this is a graphic that Transpro created, and I think it demonstrates, you know, I mean, at least it shows a good demonstration of how the roles are in terms of getting from why, what, how, who, to ultimately, if all those elements are coordinated, and then it would lead to success. So at the why and what level, at the board level, essentially, it's ensuring that LTD has clear direction and LTD is delivering on its mission, vision, and outcomes. On the other side of this, what I call a teeter-totter, is the how and the who of staff, empowering staff to manage how and who is responsible for getting the work done that produces the overall outcomes. And so in terms of the mission and vision, the why, we have landed on these statements after many, many deliberations, as well as input from you and others. So the mission statement is the essentially why we exist. And we distilled it down to connecting our community. And the vision is what we're striving to achieve broadly. So the statement is, in all that we do, we are committed to creating a more connected, sustainable, and equitable community. And the values are the lens on how we behave towards our colleagues, each other, our community members, and the customers. And so amongst many, many words, we this was, I think for me, one of the hardest processes is try to distill that down to these six core values, which are respect, integrity, innovation, equity, safety, and collaboration. And then still staying within the board role, the broad mission vision is the broad measurable strategic outcomes. So amongst other big priorities that we could focus on in collaboration with SBC board, as well as staff, we decided on, you know, for this first round of the process, which will be a kind of a every 3 year approach, is that we want to focus on customer satisfaction, employee engagement, community value, financial health, and sustainability. And so, you know, within each of those big areas of focus, we want to define how we would measure success on that. And so as you can see here, for instance, with customer satisfaction, we want to, we would achieve success if we get a net promoter score of 55%. And there's, you know, other definitions underlying what a net promoter score is and what 55% means, and so forth with each of these definitions. And so I'm, you know, happy to answer any of these in detail, but this is just broadly what we've come up with here. And then we move from the board level to the how and the who, which lives at the staff level. You know, we have these broad goals. And so how are we going to implement it? This is empowering the GM and, you know, her direct reports, her directors, and down to the staff level. Each of these tactics and scorecards. So the tactics are projects, initiatives, and so forth that we would undertake. And you don't have to, you know, see what this is. I can show you on the big screen later, but just this is just as an example to share on screen. So the tactic is things like projects and initiatives that we would undertake. And then along with that, we would have a scorecard to be able to measure how successful we are on that road to achieving the broader outcomes or goals. And then these are examples from other transit agencies, just to give you a glimpse of how this would look like ultimately when we start to track, right? There's going to be a lot of metrics, there's going to be scorecards, and at the organizational level, as well as at the departmental levels as well. And so let me, I'm going to stop screen share real quick here and bring the other document up, which is to give you a preview of the draft plan that we are bringing to the board for adoption, for their consideration to adopt tomorrow. But during, let me stop screen share and actually pause real quick to see if anyone has any questions so far. If not, I will share this draft plan. Let's see, okay. So this is what the final product would look like in terms of an actual document. If I haven't mentioned it already, so the first strategic business plan, the first round will encompass 3 years from fiscal years 2022 through 2024. And we would update this every so often and then get a bigger update every 3 years. But the plan has contents, table of contents. We heard from the last SPC meeting when they recommended adoption, some suggestions on formatting and writing a little bit more detail to the table of contents and so forth. And so this is this will be a little bit different from what we'll be presenting to the board tomorrow, but they're just broadly formatting suggestions and not anything material to the plan itself. So we have intro from the GM, an executive summary. I won't go through everything, but just to give you a glimpse here. Our mission and vision values. And these are the success outcomes that I share with you. One thing I want to emphasize is that all of these reinforce each other. And we use this image of these interlocking chains because they are all interconnected. Sustainability can feed into employee engagement and customer satisfaction and so forth. All of that feeding to our our mission statement of connecting our community. And then within each of these focus areas, we have, as I mentioned earlier, the work plan tactics. And so combined all of these, we will have 31 projects or plans that we will undertake in the next 3 years. And then along with that, these performance metrics that we'll be measuring against. And so there's 24 metrics in total. And then now we get into really what I would consider the heart, the meat of this plan, which is what is the staff going to do? And so for each of these areas of focus, we have these number of work plan tactics. And I'll just give you an example or two. I won't go through everything. But for instance, in customer satisfaction work plan, we are going to measure customer satisfaction. We're going to maintain on-time performance. And so within each of these, then we break it down into even further details. So what does it mean in terms of the actual staff work when you measure customer satisfaction? There's a description, there's an owner, one who will be either the project sponsor and or project manager. And then breakdown of just at a high level, obviously, the quarterly milestones. So what are we anticipating to do once this plan is adopted and we get it going in quarter two and then continue on and so forth. So I'll scroll down to all of that. And like I said, there's 31 work plans. And so it's very broad and at the same time encompassing of all the so much that we'll be doing in the next 3 years. And then the plan also includes, let me just scroll down to all these work plans. The performance scorecards. And so this is how we are going to be able to measure if we are successful at achieving these broad strategic areas. And so each of these are assigned points in a ranking system, but not necessarily to say that if you're not at the top, that you're not important, right? These are the five most important areas that we want to focus on amongst many, many areas. And so the scorecard, you know, I won't go into that much detail. This is, I think, where the staff will be looking to on our in our day-to-day work, how we're measuring up. And so at that scorecard level, we have the metric, what's the goal, how are we going getting to that, those points within these quarters, and then what's the definition and where are we getting the information from. You'll notice that a lot of these goals are establishing baseline because, as I mentioned, this is the first time we've ever done this. And so it's the first time that, you know, for instance, we're ever going to be surveying internal customer satisfaction or undertaking work to get a employee net promoter score to start, right, for the first year. And then we would understand and create goals from there on. So I'm gonna stop share and then I'm gonna go back to the previous slide. Let's see here. And so as I mentioned, the board will consider adoption tomorrow at their regular board meeting. And then once, if that is adopted, then we would roll out the plan in quarter two, which is October 2021. And emphasizing that this will, I think, be transformative in how the workforce, how we orient our day-to-day operations. For instance, for me at the staff level, right, I'll be able to understand better how my projects, the things that I work on, feed into our bigger goals and how is my performance evaluation, for instance, tied to how I'm contributing to our success outcomes through the scorecards and so forth. And so it's a very exciting time, I think. Hopefully we'll be able to get this rolling within the next few months. But this is, I think, you know, the start of something that we've never done before. There's a lot of excitement around it. So with that, I am done with my presentation and would love to entertain any questions or comments that you all have.
Does anybody have a question?
I had a question. How do you value accessibility in your project and in your reform?
I will take take at that answering that, but Cosette and John, if you have anything to elaborate, please feel free to jump in. I can share my screen real quick again, but a lot of the tactics I think that we are undertaking have paratransit resource components to them. So for instance, when I say in the let me go back to the tactics that I shared earlier. And tactics, for instance, in customer satisfaction, we have elements like improving trip efficiencies and performance for ride source. We have measure, you know, when we measure fixed route elements, we also have measuring paratransit elements in there as well. So these are just some of the, we're going to conduct a comprehensive operations analysis for ride source, establishing baseline analysis of equity of LTD services. And so I think there's a lot of components, a lot of the plans or the tactics that are going to have accessible services components to them. And that's very intentional and deliberate. When we talk to our equity council and of course getting input from people like Cosette and John, we made sure that, you know, your issues, that the issues that this committee cares about does rise to that level where it's formalized in these tactics. Is there anything else you want to add, Cosette or John?
Can add to
Thank
that.
You.
it's a really great question. And one of the things I've been really outspoken about is ensuring that when we're developing metrics and asking our riders about what's working or what's not, that we're being really inclusive in that it's been a longstanding value of LTD that we're promoting independence on our fixed route service for people with disabilities. And so ensuring that while RideSource continues to exist and plays a necessary role in our community, that for the maximum number of people possible, that we're ensuring that fixed route remains an option and that anyone who's using that can be included. So just the never without us portion that we want to make sure remains a part of any metrics that we're developing. So that's going to be really integral as we're looking at our own measures of success. So very important. Thank you.
I also just want to add, and I would invite Pete to add, because a lot of this conversation happened at this strategic planning committee, but there was a lot of discussion about accessibility and a high priority expressed within that committee as these were being developed. So, so Rihanna, again, a great question and really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for that question. That actually covered something that I was gonna ask too. So that's done, but I was wondering in terms of actually being able to really see the strategic business plan, in particular, the more detailed parts that I know were of course not something we could look at in this meeting. I was wondering if and when members of this committee could look at it if they wanted to.
For sure. It's actually available now. The Strategic Planning Committee has seen it and it's available online. I can send you the website link. Again, it's in draft form until the board adopts it and hopefully tomorrow, and then we'll finalize it and put it up on our website. But it's already available.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. It would be great, I think, if I know I certainly am interested to look at it more fully. So it would be great, maybe since it's going to be adopted tomorrow, maybe to have this committee sent an easy link to be able to look at it after it's adopted. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what I have on my agenda is that now Tom was going to talk more. Is that correct? Or is that the service plan? I have update on service plan on the agenda.
Kim, since Tom is not in attendance, are you able to cover his agenda item?
I am not.
Or it's a service plan.
I am not, unfortunately. I know some things about the service plan, but I worry that I might botch it up a little bit, and so my apologies.
Okay, no problem. So if the committee is comfortable, we could just push this agenda item to the next meeting for a oral presentation, and for this meeting, it'll just be a written update.
Okay, so we will get a written update for that.
What's currently in the packet, and then I will connect with Tom about bringing it back to the next meeting.
And when is our next meeting? I apologize for not knowing.
Oh, no problem. I don't recall off the top of my head either.
Is this a quarterly meeting?
Quarterly.
It's in October, but I don't know what day.
Okay.
For purposes of this committee, I can perhaps provide just a little bit of context for the information that was provided in the packet.
Thank you.
From Tom. So this is regarding upcoming service changes, or in some cases, a lack of service changes. So we're currently in an environment where things are changing very rapidly, very quickly, as a result of the pandemic. And the intention, I believe, of the updates to the service plan was just to note upcoming changes to the number of service hours and potential route changes for the upcoming year. Typically, I think fall, we see some large changes throughout our system. And one of the things that's noted in the packet is the challenges that we face that are not unique to LTD, but have been nationwide with the recruitment and retainment of drivers, which impacts our ability to provide service. So we'll look to provide a more comprehensive presentation on that in the future, but I want to just give a little bit of context to why that information was included.
And I, this is Lisa again, I just wanted to say that I do feel like in the former Accessible Transportation Committee, it did seem like this type of information was of great interest to this group and could have repercussions for accessible transportation. So I just want to make sure that we are getting as much information as we can as early as possible, despite the fact that Tom couldn't be here. So thank you for any updates on that. And thank you, Kim, for providing us with your information. Does anybody else have any questions or comments about any of the information that we've gotten? Don't see any hands. Okay. Hoover, did you want to say something?
Yes. I would like more information in the packet, and I'd like to propose, I don't know if it's done, but I'd like to get it about 2 weeks in advance.
I heard that you said that you thought wanted more information than was in the packet. But then
yeah, I would like to see the packet more in advance and with more information.
I understand that because we the packet, I don't know when it was available. We got the link just recently, and I agree that it would have been nice to be able to do more reading beforehand.
We're sorry about Tom not being here, because I know the service plans are important to everyone and you guys particularly. So what I will do is have Tom's staff send you out kind of a synopsis of what the service changes are going to be like in September and what impact they're going to have. And then when you meet in October, we can talk through it and because there'll be another service change in February. So we'll make sure that you have that information so you can respond or ask questions or whatever between now and I think it's October when the service changes. So,
yeah, I'm not sure that I am following up correctly, but I do feel like what Hoover said also, the second part of Kim's presentation had the more of the actual strategic plan in it. And I understand that it's in draft form and that we're one day away from that being approved. So we're in an awkward place in terms of when this meeting happened, perhaps. But I do feel in terms of us feeling like maybe we were able to speak to or even understand the input that the our community had in developing this document. Maybe we would have had a better understanding of that if we had been able to see a draft of the strategic plan before the meeting so we could digest it a bit. So again, not sure if that would have been possible, but it sounds like that would have been helpful.
Can I make a comment about the strategic business plan and the availability? We had the entire plan in our last agenda packet. Of course, we were making a recommendation to the board. And it is a fairly long document, and there is a lot to digest, but I will say that what we as a strategic planning committee did to with it was a lot of the very high level thinking about what were the values and the core purpose of the LTD and what were things we were to focus on. And I think the question that was asked a little earlier about accessibility, you know, there was a lot of discussion about the values around equity and things like, you know, if we're not just accessibility, but for other populations that, that may or may not be served well. And hopefully as we go in, as we go on, we'll be able to have more engagement with that. And I actually asked in the last meeting, you know, what will the public be able to see the results of some of these metrics? And so that there will be, there is a page up there and those things will be available. So, and I encourage everybody here to kind of keep tabs on it, because this is how we will be able to kind of measure how things are going with LTD. And also as we learn more, we can actually say, okay, maybe there needs to be more in that work plan about accessibility. And so I do encourage everybody to, you know, I imagine that there's the board packet for tomorrow has it, but I also look at the page for the strategic business plan, read it, digest it, because this is sort of the end of the beginning, not the beginning of the end. This is going to be a document that's a living document for hopefully years to come, and serves as guidance and not just strategic planning committee, but this committee and other and the board and all public in engagement should kind of help guide that process. So yeah, please do look at it and read it and really digest it.
Yeah, and if I may add, thank you so much, Pete, for really articulating what I was also thinking about. And especially I like your phrasing of this is the beginning, right? The end of a beginning. And so we anticipate once the project, the implementation aspect of the plan gets rolling, that we would come back to the board and your committee, as well as SPC and others, with quarterly updates. It's like Pete said, it's a living document. I also want to know, I was trying to put the link on the chat, but obviously I couldn't do that. So if you go to the LTD website and the Strategic Planning Committee's July 14th meeting, and you can open up the agenda packet and the draft plan is in there. So it's available now.
Thank you. Hoover, do you feel like you had your concerns heard? You're on mute, Hoover. So, Hoover, you were on mute and I did not hear what you said. There you are.
I keep getting muted, so I don't know if I'm responsible for the echoing or what, but I just want more information. It's already available, and I don't know where it's at or how to get it, but that's what I'm advocating for.
We'll send out a link.
And I feel having, I just want to say, just to finish this one up, I want to say, having worked with the Accessible Transportation Committee before, I know it's a pretty engaged group. So I think that for meetings, more information is better than less for us to prepare for these meetings. So I think Mark had his hand up first and then Don is what I see. Mark?
Yeah, and I had already responded. I was I added up from my last response. Okay. So I didn't take it back down, sorry.
Okay, thank you. And Don?
Well, I was just going to make sure I'm not muted. Make a comment that Hoover said he wouldn't know where to find it. You can also find this full package on our board webs. You go to ltd.org and then the organization of the board meeting tomorrow includes that package. So anyone can read it from there as well. If you don't know how to work, find it in the other form.
Okay, so perhaps we can send out a reminder a week before this meeting for the people who are a part of this committee to take a look at, you know, any board minutes they might want to look at, things like that, so that we can be more independent in terms of looking at things. But particularly if we are going to have a presentation, maybe giving us the information further in advance would be useful. But thank you, Don. The next thing we have on the agenda is program updates. Looks like we're doing very well for time. And I'm not sure that everybody who might do an update is here, but I know Cosette is here. And so LTD is the first update. So Cosette.
Thank you so much. Thanks for this opportunity and thanks for this meeting. I just want to also mention, first of all, how much we appreciate the time and attention. This is still a very new committee. I feel like we're still getting our legs under us. So I just want to appreciate your patience and again, appreciate your time. And the feedback that we're hearing today is really helpful as we move forward. So just want to appreciate that. I'm not going to take up a lot of time, but I do want to share with you that LTD was one of the hosts of our Congressman Peter DeFazio, as well as Secretary Pete Buttigieg just this last week. So they were doing a very small tour, not making a lot of stops, but Eugene, Oregon and Lane Transit District was one of the agencies and districts that they did visit really to talk about their infrastructure investment plan. So it was really exciting. I think it was a great honor for our community to be hosting them. They met with many of our community leaders while they were here. And I think it was a very successful and hopefully a very productive visit. That infrastructure investment package that they're looking at would be transformational for transit and transportation, as well as climate change. So it's really exciting. And I just appreciate that they came here. And that's all I have for updates. Thank you.
If I can also just add to LTD's updates, I'd be remiss in not mentioning the anniversary of the ADA that's currently at our 31-year mark. Great Lakes ADA Center had a very poignant quote of 31 years is enough notice, which I thought was very well said. We're also in the process as COVID restrictions are being lifted throughout the community of developing our plans of what that looks like. And so I'm hoping within the relative near future, as we're developing that, to be able to provide some updates to this group of service resumptions and otherwise what changes will look like in the upcoming few months. So I'd look forward to that in the near future.
Is there anybody who can speak to any of the RideSource information? That's next on the list, call center and the ADA paratransit piece. That sounds like that's a no. Okay.
I can just briefly speak to it. It does tie into the service resumptions that we discussed. So those include our trips at the ProBuck Center. That includes our DD53 work trips. That includes our shopper shuttle. That includes many of our services, rural escort. That have either been on hiatus, suspended, or significantly reduced throughout the pandemic. So we are looking at finalizing a plan that brings many of these services back online in some level. And so I am looking to be able to report those in the near future. We have also removed the social distancing requirement on many of our services, which includes on much of RideSource. However, mask requirements still remain in place, as that's a federal regulation, not state restriction.
And then Lisa, just to make it a little bit quicker or easier on you, the only other program update that we have a representative here for is Ruth Linos with South Lane Wheels.
I had actually looked for the name. So that was the thing that I knew. So Ruth is here. Ruth, have you gotten anything to tell us? There you go.
Okay, now I found the spot. Yes, I'm really thrilled to see changes happening for administration, business plan, and wanted to, as a service provider, be as in sync with what needs to be communicated downstream in providing service that would be meaningful information for how we're serving the different populations in South Lane County. So I just wanted to inquire about that as something going forward. But for our actual service, we're back to normal operations. And that means we're running the LTD connector, which is app-based service. That's at about half of what it was last year. And we're also operating a long distance route in North Douglas down to Roseburg and up to Eugene. So we're really working hard to get that as a public service, though the funding is from veteran rural healthcare funds. And we're also doing our normal door-to-door service. So we're excited that we're able to operate. People are moving about, and we ordered our first bus using CARES Act funds. So we're trying to build up our fleet, and that's the changes in Cottage Grove.
Ruth, I do have a question. How is it going with hiring? And I know that hiring anybody is challenging now. Are you having the same issues everyone else is with employees?
I was able to hire someone, and yet responses to posting job is not getting much response. But now that everything's bumped up in what they're offering, we've increased our pay and haven't gone out yet to see if that would trigger some positive response to a job posting. So that was a good question. I appreciate that.
And as far as I understand, that was it for program updates for today. In the future, I believe they will be written updates. So that will be great to be able to have something that we can take and read. Does anybody have anything else? I'm scrolling down. Anything that they would like in particular besides the things we've already identified, for instance, to talk about in future meetings? And are there any plans from the LTD folks for things that we will be discussing in future meetings?
Thanks for asking. So we do have some future items coming up. So we have a lot of projects that are coming up as a result of STIF funding that we want to provide updates and we want to engage this group with. So we'll be letting you know ahead of time. We also are looking to do an update with you all and get some input and feedback and direction from you all on our securement systems for our vehicles. So what we know is that we contracted with someone to create a securement system for us for our vehicles to promote independence as people are riding our buses and that manufacturer is no longer manufacturing them. So we're looking at other options and we'll be bringing back some options and some opportunities for you to provide direction. Again, we're looking at service changes. Definitely want to involve this group in those discussions and other projects. So, and it would be great, I'd really appreciate it. It would be great if this committee could provide some direction on some areas of interest. So it shouldn't all just be us bringing topics to you. It would also be great to know if there's topics that are of interest to you that we can provide you information and get feedback from.
Does anybody have anything that they have heard today that would lead them to have a topic that was not brought up by Cosette? Well, if you think of anything or anything comes up in the news, et cetera, that is of interest, I'm sure that you can contact this committee through the email and give us your ideas.
I did have one idea, and it's a rough idea, but I was wondering, considering the ADA is 31 years old this year, would it be possible inside the bus to put flyers about the ADA and just like safety with riding and respecting people with disabilities and like a little small flyer? It doesn't have to be big, but I just thought that'd be cool.
That's a great suggestion, and it definitely does dovetail with the anniversary. And it's just good reminders all of the time. So probably just saying wouldn't be flyers because we're not distributing a lot of paper on the buses, but we could definitely do some signage at the station and some signage on the buses and just get some great positive energy going. Thank you so much for that suggestion.
And give people a few minutes or a minute to see if there's anything further. If I don't hear anything, we will be adjourning. Any hands flying up? I don't see that. So I believe that we are adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Thank you all.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, Pete, for joining us.